Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. This is October 11th through 17th, 2021. So this week we actually get to do it live on Facebook because the internet broke last week and Facebook was down and Instagram was down. We had to sort of work around things and do it on YouTube. But glad to see back on Facebook. If you're watching live, do say hello. Let me know where you're watching from because it's always fun to see where in the world we are. But this is Empowering Astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman and I'm an astrologer and a psychic medium here in the New York City area. So every week we gather to look at the astrology and to figure out how do we work with the astrology, because the astrology is 50%, you are the other 50%, which means that astrology is just energy. It's symbolic energy, it's archetypical energy, and it's the energy of time. And that energy interfaces with us. And this is where the free will part comes in. And this is where we either can like work with the energy, not work with the energy. And I know you all are tired. I do read the comments and I know that, it always seems that every week there's something, but 2021, and this could have been said about the previous years, including 2020, it's like we keep going higher and higher, so to speak. The astrology, the lessons get a little bit harder. So 2020 is a little bit of a different, 2021 rather, is a little bit of a different type of story. But the game that we're all playing, I mean, it's the best possible way. It's just a little bit harder, but I believe in you. That's why we're all talking about the astrology and figuring out how to work on ourselves and to use this for our, not just our best advantage, but to be a positive impact in this world. But again, we're looking at the astrology of October 11th through 17th, 2021. See some familiar faces. I know it's a little bit late in Europe if you're watching live. I know some of you are waking up in Australia or you are with me in the United States and even beyond. But I'm going to call this Saturn week because as we start things, Saturn has just turned direct in Aquarius, turned direct at 6 degrees of Aquarius. And this sort of is one of the two what are called major stations of Saturn this year. The first was, I think it was like the 25th of May, like around then, don't quote me, I can't remember. But when you have, or when we all have this major check-in with Saturn, when the bar is set higher in life, we have to demonstrate something, demonstrate that we're learning the lessons, that we're setting healthy boundaries, we're taking a step up. And if something's not working, maybe this time is when Saturn is saying no to something. So let me go a little bit further. So Saturn turned direct yesterday, it turned direct late yesterday, at least here in the United States. There's two things we have to keep in mind this week because the moon is going to be, well, it's in a Capricorn right now. It's going to be in Aquarius up until the end of this week and the end of the work week. It's going to be in Pisces this weekend. So the moon is picking up on Saturn pretty much the whole week. So I'm telling you all, it's time to put our big person pants on and do what needs to be done right now. And when I go through the astrology shortly and I talk about each of the signs, it's sort of this reminder for you, like, what is it that you're working on right now? What is it? What time, quote unquote, time is it? Saturn rules time in astrology, rules teeth and bones and structures, and it's the planet of matter and manifestation. But matter and manifestation, you can either support life or crush it down. So there are these definite two sides to Saturn. Even though I love Saturn, I know that there is that really dark, cold, hard, when we get burnt out, when we get tired, when we struggle to find life and energy, that's a very negative Saturn archetype. Sometimes we need to reach out for positive Saturn if we can, find a buddy, find a mentor, find somebody who's going to help you get things into alignment. That's positive Saturn is the mentor, somebody that knows the path, knows how to get you where you need to get to. But Saturn is this planet that talks about the lessons of life, meaning And this is just my belief, of course. We're not here for random, arbitrary reasons. There's a structure to our life. There's a structure to our collective experience. And then when we check in with Saturn, it's not just a check-in on this collective story of Saturn and Aquarius, which is about equity, humanity, justice, fairness, social causes, friends, communities. You know, think back to the friends you had in 2020 versus the friends that you had now, and it's possible that you don't have the same social circle that you had in 2020. Saturn is a bit exacting. The people in your life, the communities that you're part of, the people that you call friends, they have to, in a way, pass Saturn's muster, so to speak. These are the things in our lives, the people in our lives that who have to be rock solid. They cannot be surface friends. So Saturn's been a little bit brutal on friendships, but overall Saturn says, yes, friendships is good. Saturn teaches us that we can't do life alone. We need people in order to create equity, stability, and harmony in our lives. Saturn is exalted in Libra, just a little, you know, technical note. So it's like, how do we use this week proactively to reach out, to build alliances, to strengthen alliances, to say no to things or people or groups that are just not in alignment with your highest good? How do you show Saturn that you've been learning the lessons? And, you know, each sign has its own lesson. So as I was saying a few moments ago, like, we are checking on a collective story of Saturn and Aquarius, but each and every one of you who's watching or listening, YouTube, IGTV, Facebook, of course, and Spotify, you all were born with Saturn somewhere in your chart. And I love talking about Saturn because Saturn for me is so evident. It's the planet of the master plan. It tells me what, you know, in my best interpretation, what the master plan of your life is. You fill in the dots, you paint it in, but there's a structure. That's where the part that is sort of immutable, that's what you fit into, just like your body has a structure. So Saturn this week, it's checking in on Saturn Aquarius, but it's also checking in on the greater whole, because Saturn throughout the course of your life, may it be long, is a planet that speaks to becoming. You, each and every one of you, are becoming something. It's what we grow and work and evolve into. So we have Saturn turning direct, but it's turning direct in a square to Uranus. So it's a little bit of a pricklier energy. You got Saturn, structure, things are fixed. Saturn's in Aquarius. Aquarius is a fixed sign, but Uranus is over in Taurus. And Uranus is like revolutions and awakenings. And it says whatever structures, whatever friends or groups or whatever milestones that you're working to achieve this week, they have to be authentic, as overused and trite as that word is. It has to be authentic to who you are. If you're stuck, I know a lot of you say to me, I'm stuck. Often we're stuck because we're working against ourselves or we're afraid of something and we sort of get stuck. And the thing about Uranus this year, it's trying to get us unstuck by any means possible. So see how life is trying to get you out of your way this week, trying to get you unstuck and get you back in alignment with who you are and also the greater plan of your life, the best that we can do that, because we got free will. So we have our marching orders this week. Saturn's not a light and breezy planet. It's like, let's get things in order. Let's work towards our goals. And if you're tired, I hear you. Here's the earth sign. Saturn does rule Capricorn. Capricorn and earth signs. The earth signs follow the fire signs, meaning, yes, set structures in your life, do the work towards your goals, build, set boundaries, set healthy boundaries. But first, make sure your heart's in it. Make sure there's fun, there's pleasure, there's the spark of life. We can't just do Saturn. Saturn. You know I love Saturn. We have to fill it with things. We have to fill it with that spark of life. We have to, the passion, if you, whatever you're building in your life, you better be passionate about it. I know that passion sometimes seems a luxury, but it is an essential ingredient to life and an essential ingredient to manifestation. So we have a lot of big astrology this week. We're preparing. This is not going to happen until the beginning of next week. Jupiter turns direct the same day that Mercury turns direct, Monday, October 18th. We'll talk about that next week. But we had Pluto turn direct. We have Saturn now direct. Jupiter is going to turn direct. Mercury is going to turn direct. There's a lot of planets changing signs. And when the planets change signs, change direction. When the planets change direction, typically things start moving. A retrograde phase is not something negative. It's just a time to go inward, reflect, recalibrate, intuit. It's more of a yin or feminine energy expression. And then the direct is yang, it's active, it's forward moving. So it's sort of these two necessary polarities, energetic polarities in life. So we've got Saturn turning direct, which was yesterday, October 10th. And then we go later this week, we do have Libra Sun making a trine to Jupiter. Just thought I'd put that in there. Trines are lovely. A Jupiter trine is even lovelier. Sometimes astrologers typically overpromise Jupiter as this planet of riches and good fortunes and everything is wonderful, but sometimes it really isn't. But I think Jupiter is giving us the vision and the faith, and we need Jupiter. As much as I talk about Saturn is all about the structures and the physical stuff, Jupiter gives us the vision. It gives us the inspiration to look beyond ourselves, to look out into the world, to want more, to want to see more, to know more, to question things. Without Jupiter, we would just sit in our little, four walls and sort of get stuck and imprisoned in sort of this negative Saturn, this limitation. So we have Jupiter. We have Jupiter helping us to figure out what is it this week that we're going to change, and what is it this week that we're going to set in motion and say yes to. Saturn is commitments, but Jupiter is faith and it's inspiration. I didn't say that already. So Jupiter, Sun trine Jupiter can sometimes open opportunities. This will be Friday, October 15th. So keep your eyes open. Maybe we need that sense of like, there has to be something better, that optimism of Jupiter. And maybe there is something to be optimistic as we go later in this week. But let's just jump into the 12 signs, because I want to make sure everybody knows what their marching orders are this week. So Aries, Saturn is in your 11th sign. The 11th sign is about friendships and communities, but it's also the sign that helps point you towards the future. Where do you want to take your life? What are your hopes and your dreams and your wishes for the future, and looking out ahead, beyond the horizon, so to speak. So this is a time for you to really think about who's part of your social circle. Who are the rock solid friends that you have, or even the rock solid friends that you wish you had? Because this is a time in your life where your social circle has to support you. It has to help you feel connected to something. But the other side of Saturn is shows us when we are disconnected. So Aries, really reach out and to check in on friends this week. If there is something that needs to be strengthened between you and a friend, because life and maybe, just 2020 got in the way of a lot of things, like how do you take the time this week to strengthen that bond? Saturn often can say no to a friendship or no to a connection because it doesn't, it's not going to take you towards where you need to get to. This person doesn't create equity and fairness and balance in your life. So Saturn is scrutinizing your friendships, your social circle, the people that you are allied with. But Saturn is also trying to make you more aware of the greater whole, your social causes, social justice, social equity, humanitarian issues. It's a big picture time for you, Aries. I mean, one that will take you to March of 2023. That's when Saturn goes into Pisces, and you start from 2023 to 2025, a period of your life of sort of coming to an end of a very long chapter in your life, but I get ahead of things. And it is important to add that as Saturn turns direct, it does so in a square to Uranus, which is in your second sign. And you, Aries, you're learning about value, money, material stability, and material security. So to put things together, like, what's the value of friendship in your life? What's the value of community? What's the worth? Is this something that you put investment into? Or are you starting to realize that you haven't put enough investment? Or maybe you have people in your life who do not value you. They do not think that you are worthy, and it's time to make something right, so to speak. So I will also add that Saturn, Aries, is a career planet, and you are in the midst, Aries, of a career shift this year. Maybe it's dramatic, maybe it's not dramatic, but this is a reminder in 2021 for you that your professional life and your ambitions and the role that you want to play in the world better be in the truth of who you are. Because if it's not, you're going to see some rocky energy in 2021. But don't worry, Aries, I'm sure you got it. Taurus. So Saturn is in your career sign. This is probably something that I've said before, but you are in a three-year period. So this began in 2020, takes you to 2023, trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. Excuse me. So Saturn is in the top of the chart. The top of the chart is what people see. It's your status, the title after your name. It's the role that you play in the world. And Saturn is saying to you, Taurus, all right, well, what is it? Because if you are doing something that isn't what you want to do, then you're going to see, at least throughout 2021, I'm sure you already have seen it, there is a push and a pull to make some sort of substantive change. Or maybe you're exactly where you need to be. And this has been a time of increasing professional milestones, a push to take your life or your ambitions higher, to work harder. I mean that in the best possible way. But speaking of working hard, you know, with Saturn in your 10th, it isn't, unfortunately, a light and breezy time for you. Like, it is a time of serious milestones. And you know, just to kind of create a little bit of parallel, like, Saturn is part of the chart. Like, when I talk about career, maybe you are a first-time parent. You know, that's the new title change for you, and you're not sleeping, and it's hard work. So it really depends on how you look at it. But for the rest of us, Taurus, this is a time when you have to get very clear about what you want to do professionally. Like Aries, the sign that's next to you, Saturn rules your career. So it's in this tense dance all year long. You've got February 17th, June 14th, and December 24th of 2021. Your career planet's kind of doing this, like, shake with Uranus, which is in Taurus, your sign. So it's like, you can't play it safe right now. There is a tension that is happening between the personal changes that you are making, the personal awakenings that you are having, and how that connects and reflects with your professional life. So, but the idea is that something about your professional life may look very different next year or even the year after. But see what sort of stories that are happening, how you're getting a little bit of a check-in with Saturn. You know, maybe Saturn can sometimes say no, something is not working in your professional life. This is more of a generalized statement, but Saturn is cause and effect, it's karma. And maybe, like, we've been trying to put our time and effort towards something that just really doesn't support us in the long run. So Saturn says no. Or Saturn says yes, you get a promotion, you take that step up in your professional life. But this is a week where you're really feeling the bar higher for you. You're feeling life right now, Taurus. And again, you do have Uranus in your sign. It'll be in your sign until 2025, 2026. So we've already talked about this, Taurus. You're in the midst of radical changes in your life. Gemini. So Gemini, Saturn is trying to get you to really figure out what you believe in. What's your truth? What sort of meaning do you assign to the world? And kind of, and I said this earlier, I forget which sign, there's a with Jupiter, this is sort of an area of your chart that normally Jupiter governs. But this part of your chart, it's like, how do you see the world around you? What do you believe in? What's your truth? What are your convictions? So as you look out into the world, this is the time to focus on your education. Maybe you need to prioritize your education, your higher education, getting a degree, going back to school, or even higher education. Maybe you need to prioritize, as much as one can these days, travel, trying to find answers externally. Sometimes finding answers externally means going to the place that's not anywhere near you, whether it's another country or whether it's halfway across the country. But this is a time when it is a little bit existential, and there is this push and pull between Saturn and Uranus. Uranus is in your 12th, and so maybe what you believed in spiritually or even politically, last year and even the year before that is not what you believe now. But that said, there is a need to be very clear about a sense of right and wrong, a sense of convictions, a sense of morality. That word's heavy, but I haven't really figured what is another word for the morality. But that's where your higher bar is for you, Gemini. If you are a writer, which certainly Gemini is the sign of writing, maybe this is a time when you need to concretize your thoughts, your ideas into some sort of form, whether it's a book, whether it's a teaching, whether it's something that's published through other different mediums. Cancer. So Saturn is your relationship sign. And this is a time when something may have to move forward in a relationship. So we'll give you a couple of different scenarios. Let's say you are in a serious relationship and it's not going well. Saturn turns direct and Saturn's like, what are you doing? Because this is not working. You have to make a choice. Either this is going to work because you both do the work on it, or you do what you have to do, or it's not. Saturn can be very black and white. Let's say you are trying to end a relationship, and so Saturn direct can speak to some sort of milestone in the end of a relationship. Let's say you're not in a relationship. Saturn turning direct can speak about needing to do relationship differently, to take it seriously, to say yes to somebody and to commit. But here's the thing, Saturn is in what's called your eighth sign. And I've said this before, Cancer, I will say it again. You are in a 2-3 year period of having to do a lot of deep work. I call it, you're in the eighth room, Cancer. What does it mean to be in the eighth room? To be in the eighth room is to face yourself. It's to be tested by life. It's to have to do the work that maybe you haven't been able to do. It's deep. It's a deeply psychological time, and it's a time when a lot of old stuff is coming up. I say, do not do the eighth room alone. I've had this conversation with many a Cancer client, and a lot of you have opted for therapy during this time, because we really do need the support of somebody to bring us through this life transition. Because at the end of this time is you know yourself more deeply than you ever thought you could know yourself. You were transformed in a way that you wouldn't have been able to unless you went through this space. The thing about the eighth room is that it can't be bypassed. I mean, you can try, but it's unfortunately an illusion. So life is trying to be real with you, Cancer, right now. So this could be a week when you're having to prioritize your emotional health, your psychological health, to get the support that you need to dig into something or to express something that you've been digging into the last since May when Saturn turned retrograde. And because, again, it's a relationship planet, it does speak to the relationships of your life, all the relationships of your life, as well as themes of intimacy, vulnerability, the shadow that shows up in relationship, and a need to make a deep emotional transformation. It's a little bit of a heavy time, Cancer, but I believe in you. The thing is that Saturn is in this square to Uranus. Uranus is in your 11th sign. So there's sort of needing to get, open your eyes to something, to see things differently, to gain new consciousness, and awareness. And to be fair, to go through the eighth is to do the soul work, the soul alchemy, so that you can grow on a emotional, spiritual, and level of consciousness in your life. But take care of yourself, Cancer, because it's just a lot of heavy energy. After Cancer comes Leo. So Leo, you, just like Taurus, you're one of the fixed signs, and your life is not so fixed at the moment. I'm not a Leo. I've got a major planet in Leo, and I just feel like life is just like boom, boom, boom. Like, it's my joke is like, of course it will happen in 2021 because everything is happening in 2021. I don't know if that helps you at all, Leo, but Saturn is in your relationship sign. So from 2020 until March 2023, the bar is set higher in relationships. This can mean a couple of things. Let's say you go into this time not in a relationship, and suddenly you're like, actually, I want a serious relationship. And maybe that either feels elusive, or somebody has come into your life, or maybe there's a realization that a lot of deeper structural work has to happen in order for somebody to come in your life. And Saturn's like, you know, you buy a house, you get the inspector to look over the house. Well, Saturn is inspecting your relationship signs, been inspecting your relationship signs since, December of 2020. So do the work. If you haven't been doing the work already, I'm sure you have been doing the work, Leo. How could you not do the work right now? There's just so much happening in life. But Saturn is saying, take relationships seriously. Take all relationships seriously. Astrology, it teaches us, especially Saturn, that we cannot do things alone in life. We need other people. We need other people in order to create stability, security in our lives, to be able to rely on somebody, because just like the scales, we are in Libra season after all. It can't be so much about one person, otherwise it, you know, gets out of balance. It can't be so much about ourselves, otherwise it goes out of balance the other way. So find the equity in your life, find the connection, find healthy partnership, set boundaries. If you are in a serious relationship, and this is some traditional astrology, but often when Saturn goes through the relationship sign, there is a serious relationship. Not for everybody, but it happens a lot because Saturn is saying it's time for serious committed partnership. However you want to define that. Obviously, everybody wants something different in a relationship. For one person, it's marriage. For one person, it's something else. But nevertheless, Saturn is saying it's time to commit to somebody. Whether that's moving in, whether that's getting married, whether that's something else, but something that makes the relationship solid and concrete. But if a relationship is not working, because it is out of balance, to use an earlier example, you have to put things back in balance. You and your partner need to do the work to put things, put something back into balance. But if you are in a relationship that's not working, and that's, I will say that your relationship planet is under a lot of stress this year. Stress doesn't equal bad, but it will expose things that are already there that are not creating support or creating strength in the relationship. So that's where you may see that there are some sort of rocky things going on this year, as Saturn and Uranus make those three squares again, February 17th, June 24th, December 24th. But as you go into next year, the idea is that relationships look very different for you. And just your friendly reminder, Leo, that Taurus is your career sign, and that's where Uranus is, and that's where it will be until 2025, 2026. So a lot of the stress points are happening between relationships and your professional life, or your ambitions, or the role that you want to play in the world. But that said, like, you know, at the end of the day, Leo, you are Leo. Be you. Don't be anybody else. But don't forget that you can't do things alone. You need a rock solid partnership in your life. Virgo. See, I'm not gonna forget Virgo. This week, the ghost of my mother will come get me. So yeah, she was a Virgo. So Virgo, Saturn is in your health and wellness sign. So let's kind of take a step back for a second. So Aquarius is the sign that talks about your relationship with your body, how you inhabit it, how you take care of it, how you brush your teeth, the food you give it. But it's also work and the duties and obligations of day-to-day life. And Saturn going through this sign is saying your life needs to be tip-top, the best that it can, of course. If you've been neglecting health, it goes into the sign of health and wellness, and it says, well, why are you eating junk food? That's probably not a good long-term strategy. Your body is not going to be able to get the nutrition and nourishment that it needs at this time. Maybe Saturn goes into this part of the chart and you, without even thinking about it, you're like, I need to go to the gym. I need more fresh air. I need to go for a walk. I need to make sure that my body is getting what it needs. The idea is that you have a very different relationship with your body than you did in 2020. It's not just this thing that needs your attention from time to time. It's the critical support for your life. Without your body, you're not here. But that said, this is a time to really do that work. However you feel is right for you, because everybody's different. Everybody is different. Everybody has different needs. What does health mean to you? What does it mean for optimum health? But the idea is to pay attention to what Saturn has been doing so far. You know, went into this space, you know, it did do it in March of 2020 to July 2020, and then back again, December of 2020. But really take your health seriously. If there's an existing health challenge, sometimes Saturn in this part of the chart can make it a little bit more acute, like you now have to deal with it. But Saturn is also showing you what in your physical, your physical life is out of balance, whether it's how you take care of yourself, whether it's something on a deep-rooted emotional level that's coming out physically. But it's also a time when you have to prioritize projects, cleaning out, purity, service. But Uranus is in your ninth sign, so a lot of the changes in your health and wellness or your day-to-day life are rooted to the changes in the way that you see the world, the way that you see yourself in the world, your truths, your convictions, but even the, stubborn beliefs that you hold on to. Maybe, you know, the sort of tension back and forth between Saturn and Uranus trying to get you to see your relationship with your body and your relationship with the world in a very different way. But I will add, you know, Mercury, your planet, will turn direct on October 18th. Jupiter is another planet in your chart that's going to turn direct, and Jupiter rules one of your angles. So Virgo, you're going to see a lot more forward movement as you go into next week. Libra. So Libra, I forgot you the other week too. I'm so sorry. Libra, Saturn is in what's called your fifth sign. So the fifth sign is about identity, self-expression. Like, who are you? And I don't mean on a like name, this is the name on my driver's license or my ID. This is the fifth is where you express the spark that lives inside of you. When you create something, when each and every one of us create something, whether it's a spreadsheet, whether it's dinner, whether it's a baby, we put the essence of life and our passion and that spark into something physical. But you can't put something into physical. That's the sixth house. But first, fifth, you have to know exactly who you are. And Saturn, ever since 2020, is trying to get you to take yourself seriously, Libra. So what does that mean? Well, maybe you have to prioritize your creativity. At this time, maybe you need to answer some simple questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Like, what is it that lives inside of me? What's the role of creativity in my life? What's the role of children and play and fun? Do I want children, or do I need that energy another way? How do I take my passions seriously? And passion is very vital for life. We have to make sure we have passion, otherwise we slam into the earth signs and it's all work and it's all drudgery. But for you, Libra, Uranus is in your eighth sign, and this is a time when you have to look at your self-saboteur. You have to look at your shadow, you have to look at your the part of you that tries to destroy itself. I know that that's a heavy statement. I'm a Scorpio, but you know, we gotta do due diligence to the eighth house. So as you try to figure out who you are and to take yourself seriously and take that spark of life and even the talents that you have seriously, everyone has a talent, even if it's tiny, trust me. How do you look at how you walk away from yourself or cut yourself down or devalue yourself? So this is, there's a bit of an emotional work that's happening during this time. You know, I did mention children. It's sometimes very common astrology when Saturn goes through the fifth that there is a pregnancy and there is a child. So I sort of put that out there in case you're a Libra or a Libra rising and you're thinking about starting a family. Scorpio. So Scorpio, you are a fixed sign. Fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, and the fixed signs aren't so fixed at the moment. So Scorpio, life is shifting and shaking for you. Saturn is now at the bottom of your chart. So this check-in this week and all that Saturnian pressure that Saturn is saying to you, it's time to settle down. It's time to put down roots. It's time to figure out where is home and who is home. Maybe there's a lot more family responsibilities, family duties. Maybe you're thinking, I need to be more connected to my family, but we all don't have the luxury of having healthy families. Sometimes Saturn says, no, you have to take yourself out of a toxic family situation, or even energetically the soil that you've been, your whole life has been resting upon. Like sometimes that's made up of mom and dad and ancestors, and that stuff's not supporting and nourishing your life. So this is sort of this deeper points in your life, Scorpio, where Saturn is making a square to your sun. Like you're getting older. It's time to start thinking about things more seriously. Then you have Uranus over in your seventh sign. Scorpio right now is going through some major shifts in relationship, all relationships, but including serious partnership. I've seen a lot of Scorpios who were single for 10 years suddenly get into serious relationships. I've seen Scorpios, you know, something shifts. And if you are in a relationship right now, the idea is that how you connect to your primary partner has to completely be different. But you're in this umbrella of time where it is about family and home and taking family and home seriously. However you need to define that, of course, those words mean different things to different people. So one Scorpio may answer that question by making a serious move. Maybe a Scorpio bought a house. Another Scorpio may say, you know what, I've reached my limit with my toxic family. I'm setting some hard boundaries. I'm saying no. Or maybe another Scorpio is starting their own family. Maybe another Scorpio is reaching out to existing family members to create a more connection and more bond. But there's a sense that you're at this time where you need to not feel alone. Both the fourth sign and the seventh sign are not about what you want. It's about how do you have people and things in your life that support your you and your ambitions in life. That's the first and the tenth, just a little astrology technical side note. Learning to cooperate, learning to connect. Well, you know, Scorpio, you are so good at putting up the force field, but that's not the time in life that you're in right now. So just be open to new people, be open to support, open to help, and be open to stronger, healthier relationships. Sagittarius. So Saturn is in your third sign. The third sign is about voice. And we've been talking about this over the last year. And one of the things that's majorly shifting at the moment is how you connect with what you have to say. Saturn says, take your voice seriously. Now that can manifest in different ways for people. Maybe you're a Sagittarius and you have not been taking your voice seriously. You say whatever comes out of your mouth and Saturn's like, you have to be very conscientious about the things that you say, because what you say has an impact on the world, or it has consequences. But maybe another Sagittarius hasn't been speaking, has been afraid to speak. And Saturn's like, use your voice. You have to use your voice. And voice can mean two things. It can be literally the words out of my mouth. It can also mean the energy behind my words. So that's the two ways that you are learning to be in your voice right now, Sagittarius. But on a more mundane level, this is a time that's about education and teaching, ideas, information. Maybe you are writing something, maybe you're teaching something. I will say Aquarius is a sign of intellect, science and technology. And intellect is a smarty pants sign. That's one of the reasons why you, Sagittarius, are typically a smarty pants. So how are you using this time? I think it's important to really value and to take seriously your intellect and your mind. And maybe you're taking classes at this time. So, sorry, it's all these sirens in the background. Maybe you need to take your intellect seriously. Maybe you need to take your voice seriously. Take classes, take workshops, go back to school. It's all about education. Write something. But maybe it's time to teach other people, for example, the wisdom and knowledge that you have, Sagittarius. You do have Uranus over in your sixth sign, and the sixth sign is all about your relationship with your body, your day-to-day life. And I'm probably sure, Sagittarius, that something about your day-to-day life or even your health looks radically different than it did in 2019 when Uranus went to Taurus. That said, there is a push and pull between the third sign and the sixth sign. You've got to look and take your choices seriously. In a way, Sagittarius, you're at a crossroads. You go left, you go right, you go up, you go down, but you got to make a decision. And maybe you don't have to make that decision fully until March of 2023, but there is a sense of having to weigh your options. And with Uranus is trying to open your eyes to a lot different possibilities, because the problem with Taurus energy, especially in an area that talks about, like, it's normally Mercury ruled, technical point, is sometimes we get stuck in our thinking, we get stuck in our beliefs. So Sagittarius, it's, again, just like all the other signs, this week's trying to get you out of your way by any means possible. And your planet, Jupiter, will turn direct on Monday. So you're in the midst of a lot of different things happening. So hold on tight, Sagittarius. Capricorn, even though you're not a fixed sign, you're a cardinal sign, Saturn, your planet, is in a little bit of a, let's say, pickle this year with Uranus. So Saturn, out of the box, functionality, Saturn just wants to follow the rules, to create structure, to work, and to create a solid physical life. There's nothing wrong with that, of course, when it gets a little bit crazy, but you're in this time where you're sort of running up against Uranus. Uranus is in your fifth sign. So if you go back and look the past couple of years, Capricorn, you know, since May 2018, March 2019, the idea is that you are in the slow awakening of self. It could be a revolution, it could be a powerful transformation, but the idea is that you know who you are the best that you can by the time you get to 2025, 2026. When you start to know who you are, which means that you are starting to feel into the energy inside of you, the real you, the part of you that cannot be duplicated, that's going to make something about you and your life change dramatically and structurally. Every Capricorn, of course, is living this differently, but Capricorn's instinct is to, like, hold the fort. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't right now. So how do you allow yourself to shift or bend or transform? It's not easy, because I think Capricorn, just like any earth sign, it wants the plan. Capricorn's like, okay, I'll surrender, I'll let go and allow this process to happen, but first I need to know exactly where it's taking me. And I think that's the hard thing for Capricorn right now, is because you don't know where it's taking you. And the way that you live this time and where it brings you into 2022, may look very different compared to another Capricorn. You sort of have to let this process happen and to get out of your own way. How you express who you are, the value, what you value is in the midst of a radical restructure. But as Saturn turns direct this week, Saturn again is your planet, there is a sense that your life can now move forward into a different phase. But now that phase needs to be very different than maybe where it was in May, for example. So yeah, hang in there, Capricorn. Like, you've, I mean, plus Pluto just turned direct in Capricorn. I think that was last week. It's kind of blurring together at the moment. I think Capricorn, like, you're in the midst of a lot of astrology. But then again, you've been in the midst of a lot of astrology since 2008. Yeah, that was almost 14 years ago. Aquarius. So Saturn is turning direct in you. It's turning direct in your sign. You know, I think it's important to understand, Aquarius, that when Saturn went into Aquarius in the end of March of 2020, from March of 2020 until July 1st of 2020, you were in a preview. Saturn was saying, like, hey, get ready, Aquarius. Your life's going to change again, maybe. And then Saturn went back into Aquarius in December and then quickly kind of turned up the dial. When Saturn is in your sign, and this is the case for every zodiac sign, it just happens to be in your sign right now, the bar is set higher. Life is a bit louder, stronger. There's more personal milestones. There's a lot of pressure to make things solid and concretize things and to create new structures and to take on new responsibilities. Every Aquarius is feeling this differently, but there is the sense, probably with every Aquarius, that their life is in a new chapter. That chapter started in 2020, and this is a time of new beginnings. Some of them are sobering new beginnings. Sometimes, you know, Saturn is saying, like, get your act in order. I'm sure your act is in order, Aquarius, but this is sort of the broader story, like, get your act in order. Stop messing around, like, set your mind to something, start working towards a greater goal, get clean up, focus in a way on your spiritual health, your physical health, the directions you want to take in life. I know it's like some heavy astrology, but then you got Uranus down at the bottom of your chart. The bottom of the chart is talking about home and family. You're in the midst of a larger arc of time where you need to figure out where is home and who is home, except you're going to answer that question differently than other signs like Scorpio, because you got Uranus there, and Uranus says that whomever is your family or wherever you do put down roots or wherever is home, it has to be 100% authentic to you. Maybe you've made a huge move in the past couple of years. Maybe you've seen a lot of personal changes in your home life or even your family life. But there's something, even if it's not easy, there's something about this time that's trying to get you to rediscover who you are and to take yourself seriously and to take your power and agency seriously. But it's just a lot of, I think Aquarius is getting a lot this year, and I think with everything that's happening, just to go back to an earlier point, I can't remember if I made it in another sign, like, you have to make sure that you're still getting what you need right now, Aquarius. Like, make sure your life has passion and fun, as maybe trite and frivolous that statement is. It truly is essential, because you're just having so many things shift and change. Like, the goalposts of your life 2 years ago are not the goalposts of your life right now. The people that were in your life 2 years ago maybe aren't in your life right now. Make sure that you are getting what you need, because it is a lot of change and transformation, Aquarius. Pisces, last but not least, Pisces. So just your friendly reminder, and Saturn is certainly reminding you of this week, that you are in a larger arc of time, 3 years in total, where you have come to the end of a great story. Saturn went into Pisces way back in 1994, where it was until, I believe, probably in the beginning of 96 or something like that. I don't have the date in my brain. But that said, like, if you were around that long, like, Saturn is now, you know, it will go back into Pisces in 2023. It's the 30-year arc of time. So where you are right now, it's about the end of that chapter, the end of that story. Saturn has brought you into the 12th this, I call it the 12th room, the God room, the spirit room, the room where you have to let everything go and dissolve and to work on your relationship with something beyond this world. Because as much as Saturn is about form and structure, when Saturn's in the 12th, it's not physical form or structure. You are building something for the next life and the next world. I'm telling all of my Pisces rising clients, is that it's like you keep trying to build sandcastles next to the shore, and the water just keeps washing away what you keep doing. You're in this very liminal time, and maybe a lot of deep emotions are coming up this week. Maybe there's a sense of existential crisis or existential questioning, like, who am I? Where am I going? What does this all mean? But nevertheless, you are divesting yourself of an old life. You cannot bring everything with you. In fact, you don't want to bring everything with you, because whatever is with you, emotionally, spiritually, as you cross into 2023, it's with you. It's with you for the next 30 years. So if you have some old trauma or old family stuff or old whatever that you are holding on to, use this week to let it go, to get rid of it. Because again, you don't want it with you in 2023, because then it comes into the manifested world when you start this new chapter with Saturn in Pisces again, 2023. We got some time. That said, Uranus is in your, where's Taurus for you? It's your ninth, it's your eighth sign. So you're doing, no, it's your third, sorry. I'm doing like some backwards math for a moment. So Uranus is in your third sign. So this has been a time where you need to get 100% with your voice, your intuition, your inner GPS, your inner compass. You need to figure out, you need to get new information and new ideas. But I think that there is this connection that's happening between the 12th and the 3rd. And when I see that, for me, as an astrologer, it means that you have to really trust your intuition. If you've lost your intuition, which Pisces, hey, you are just out of the box, a very intuitive sign. Then how do you use this week to prioritize your spiritual life, meditation, intuition, psychic development, prayer, some sort of spiritual discipline? Because you need that to sort of anchor you through this liminal time that takes you to 2023. But Jupiter, your planet, your traditional ruler, turns direct on Monday. So you're sort of in this holding pattern. Jupiter is in the 12th with Saturn. It will go back into Pisces on December 28th. So you're sort of in between lives right now. You have to get into 2022 before you start to feel like you're not behind the scenes or between stories and chapters and lives right now. So that is your look at the astrology of October 11th through 17th, 2021. Again, my name is Katie Sweet, and Sweet Man. We've been looking at Saturn through the signs and what Saturn has been or will be asking of us this week as it turns direct in Aquarius. Apparently, I need to work on my throat chakra. You know, Sag rising. Yeah, I know it's a lot, but we gotta work with Saturn but at the same time, don't do negative Saturn. Negative Saturn just crushes the life force out of us. Prioritize what you need in order to make the structures of your life actually support you. So that said, have a wonderful week. I'm glad that we're able to do this live, that the internet is working. You can, of course, follow me online at empoweringastrology.com, book a consultation. I know many of you have been my clients. I see you on the live feed. If you've never worked with me before, I try to help you do your Saturn. That's one of my tools in my toolbox. But you can also follow me on Instagram, IGTV. I'm also on, of course, Facebook, and you can listen to this on Spotify. So again, have a wonderful week. Take care. Just do what Saturn wants. Things are a lot easier when you do. So take care. Bye.